You got one friend?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it's very nice, beautiful day.
Are there any of those midges?
Pardon me?
You know those little no-see-ums, the little mosquito thing?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Good. Because I know earlier in the season, in May, we get a lot of those little midges.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Good.
Perfect. No matter what, if I
don't know. She wants to go around again.
Yeah, well, she's getting a little old.
Yeah,
one lap's good for her. So. Come on, let's go.
Chris. Hey there. Do you know Elaine and Lisa from the Harriers?
I know Lisa.
She's running today. Lisa, you, me, and Elaine so far. So tell me all about it. How was it? It's a wonder you did by yourself. Let me see it a little bit.
After seeing the bear, yeah.
But was it? I mean, you must have seen Bear before.
Not with the cub.
No.
Was she on the trail?
Was it a wide area? Was it on the beach?
It was kind of a gully, and only been about 25 meters away. The cub was up in the tree, and she was right by the cub, standing up, full attention on me.
I've never had that. I've only had
no.
This,
neither have I.
I've had this business. They look at you. And then they carry on the berries, and then they move away. But I've never had a direct face-on confrontation with a bear.
And I've always heard it's different when they have a cub.
Yeah.
And she was agitated. She got down and then scooted off into the bush, and I thought,
It's like a schmooze fest today. Everybody knows everybody. I never realized how tall you were, Stephen. How tall are you?
6'5".
There's a picture of Stephen, me, and Graham at the finish of the half marathon, and you're standing here like this.
Yeah, I was.
And Graham and I are standing there like that, going, pointing, because he's so tall. It was the angle of the camera as well, and he was looking down like he was the giant, Jack and the Beanstalk, and we were the beans.
How far are you going?
I have no idea. I'm prepared for 2 hours, so that could be as much as 21 kilometers.
That's what I'm doing.
This is your group, I think.
That makes sense.
You're about to get run over. Those are very minimalist shoes, my friend.
Yeah. My dreams are planned, Jackal. I'm going to come out for the ultra this year, but I'm going to do the 50K.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to set a course record.
You told me that.
Yeah. Instead of the 100.
Because you get a negative split on that one, almost guaranteed.
I get a negative split on Sunday.
Good man. Graham and I just missed our 2 hours by a minute and a bit.
That's a great run.
It's a shame. Because we put a lot of training.
We didn't do extra.
Oh yeah, people went past the bridge coming in. People went over the bridge. Guy was beating me. He was just ahead of me.
I went over the bridge. And we were supposed to.
But he went over. A lot of people went by the bridge to the next bridge and went over.
Yeah. No, that was really... that was a screw-up at the end. Yeah. I really didn't like that finish. It was ridiculous. And with a blind man, I had to run over all sorts of obstacles.
Yeah.
And that is supposed to be the time when you put that last kick. You know, you're 500 meters from the stadium.
And
then you
it.
Have to do it. You think you just kicked something there, Ali?
Bottom top.
Have you met Chris before? Good.
Yeah.
So we all know each other.
I'll see you later. I might see you later.
I'm bear bait for the ladies today. They're going to send
think
me out.
We'll cross bears on this route.
No?
What pace are you doing?
I have no idea. I don't know how quick these girls are. I haven't run with them for months.
We do run pretty slow.
I don't care. You know, I've got my fast shoes on. I'm ready for anything.
Kinvaras.
Yeah, I love them. They're very light.
Are those the actual Kinvaras or a different
one? I don't know. They were expensive enough to be the Shakes Kinvaras.
Yeah. We're getting on a little bit on the roads today.
Good. Yeah. Stephen. See you later.
Keep in touch.
I will.
No watery lanes? I guess you figure you hit the lakes or get water?
I feel like an honor having three women to run with. So.
Well, the Apex was the best too,
huh? Yeah.
There they are. So you remember how we started down there?
We cross West Sound Road.
You go down Pipeline?
Is no, that we're going out Beaver Lake Road.
Perfect. Do you want me to lead, or do you want to lead, Lisa?
Good morning.
You have a GPS going?
Yeah.
We'll in a minute.
Somebody will tell us how far we went.
Yeah, I got it's going. It's on.
You've been making tomato sauce?
Well, I volunteer at a farm every week, and I've been cooking tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
So do you want to go down this way, or? Okay.
All right.
We're actually right at Prospect Lake. Maybe we'll go by.
Okay. What's that all about? I've got a watch setting that means nothing to me, so I might as well reset it. Lisa, what are your plans?
Well, I'm going to come around in October.
Oh.
And then after the half, I want to do lots of trails.
Yeah.
And then,
hello, Peter.
And then I want to train for the marathon.
The roller coaster.
No,
the BMO.
Yeah.
What is your target time?
For the marathon?
Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I'm hoping to get close to 4 hours.
Yes, you will.
My last half was 1:45. Okay. So to get faster, but
that's very fast.
I've been derailed a little bit because I fell and I either broke a rib or tore some in the cross of my muscle. I couldn't do workouts for a while.
You doing any cross training?
No. I really want to, but I just got to heal up and stuff. Before that,
got hope to do any.
No. He does biking.
I think it might be good if you do some biking.
Oh, I know. That's what, Walter's been biking now. He's stopped running. I know. Biking apparently gets your legs so much stronger. And I need to get build up my upper body because it's getting weak and feeble, but I keep getting injured, and then that gets me out of the gym.
Oh, fall is here. Nice. I love running in the fall. Yeah.
I like the smell of it.
What are you, a new dog?
Yeah. Dudley.
What?
It was called in the field. He told me found work very boring.
Who doesn't? I just want to play too. We rode 6 hours.
We got straight across?
No, let me see here.
I think we did. Quail Road.
Right on West Saanich.
Yes.
And then right on Beaver Lake Road. No?
Yep.
Okay.
Be on that side of the road. It's funny how when you go off track, it seems like forever that you've gone the wrong way, but when you double back, it's only 4 minutes, you know? Back where we started.
I say we go up here and then try the other direction.
This is Elk Road here.
Oh, for crying out loud. We missed it.
We missed it by 50 meters. So this is Elk Road again.
Okay.
Another little hill. we never did get a photograph of the four of us.
I saw this story about a vineyard in Ontario that uses lambs to trim the vine leaves to expose the grapes. Because I guess they do it much faster than
human pigs. What happens? Don't they eat the grapes as well?
Apparently not.
So this is Goward Road. See that? Where are we heading for? Interurban?
We're supposed to be going left on Goward.
Left.
So we get here.
So there.
Yeah, I guess we could try.
Because that would be left and then along Goward. How long and how far? Because there's the Interurban Trail.
I don't know. I didn't remember. I go with this to the road.
This trail takes us all the way to the corner of Spartan and Prospect Lake Road. Is that where we're heading?
We're going right on Prospect Lake. So left on Goward, which is here.
Yes.
And then we're going right on Prospect Lake.
Okay, but that is... that's about 2 miles of hilly road.
What did you say? They have what?
They have waterfall. Oh. If we go down this way on the trail, it's flat.
Yeah.
And it takes us right to the corner of Spartan and West Sanders Road.
Well, we're supposed to go left on, right on Prospect and left on Spartan.
Yeah. And then on to West Sanders. So let's take the trail.
What for trail? The army troops?
Yeah.
Where are they at?
Awesome.
Are they doing a big long hike?
The water?
Yeah.
Nothing like a man in uniform.
A bunch of them.
A few women too. Can I have some there?
Oh, yeah, I have some. It's okay. I don't want to take it anymore.
So are you guys doing a long run this morning?
We're supposed to be trying to get 21 kilometers in.
22.
Yeah. And we've already had two wrong turns, so it's probably going to be 23 by the time we're done.
Well, we can cut it at the lake. Cut it back at the lake.
We're going to get it back here by running the trail instead of Goward Road. Because Goward Road is like that.
And that's the whole idea of this run. You're supposed to be running the hills.
Yeah.
Are you guys from England? You're really lost.
Yeah.
Are you guys from England?
Well, I was 20 years ago.
Are you really lost then?
And I
took a wrong turn and we ended up in Canada.
Yeah, we ended up in wherever it was.
Yeah, we should do that because we are trying to get hilly road.
There you go. All right. You have a good one there. Have fun.
Thank you.
No. School's around this way.
Oh, okay. Then our field is...
You're going to go past your own stomping grounds, the tomato patch.
Yeah, I wonder.
Elaine, you have nothing to drink. You're going to need it. You're going to need water, Elaine.
Okay, here's where I parked my van.
Right here?
And that's where I work.
I bet you never thought you'd be running by your work today.
No. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. This is a sleeping under a bush.
Documentary about green agriculture. The other day it was quicksand.
Did you see that documentary about how to grow a planet? It's in the BBC Scotland.
No.
Excellent. You could look it up on YouTube. It was posted on the 12th of September. And I started watching it, it's a 4-hour documentary. And when I started watching it, it was 900 viewers. 2 days later, it was 500,000.
Oh. Is it a Sir David production, that planet?
No.
Series? Or?
No, it's by a guy called, he's a Scotsman, Ian Stewart, I think. How to grow a planet.
Hi.
Okay. This one? Brookhaven. Brookhaven.
Right on Brookhaven,
yeah. Yeah, I thought so. I think this takes us...
This is so nice.
This takes us to Oldfield Road. I think that Kristen, I wouldn't have chosen this run, but because it was you guys, I said, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it looks like it. Oh, yeah, someone's doing a long run.
You can take it off and it doesn't show.
Road. Which way?
I think it's Rochester.
If that way would take us to Brookley Road.
Yeah, that's where we want to go.
And then we'll be at the north end of
Oak
Lake.
Yeah, that's where we want to go. Right on Oldfield.
Yeah.
Right on Brookley, and that takes you to the park.
Yeah, that one is Oldfield, and this and that one is Brookley. Yeah, that's left.
Chris, it's Terry Fox Day today.
Yeah. I've never met the man. They had a celebrity on the microphone in front of somebody or other say, are you ready? Go! You know, that's not how you start a race, but it's lady. You say, 10, 9, everybody knows. They all shut up, they look at their watch, they put their finger there.
Yeah.
You don't just say, ready, go. It's not the Olympics. Starting to block start. That's right, you sit on your marks. Mike! Hello! Hey, Andrew.
Graham did his old road, didn't he?
Yes.
That was good.
But the finish was crazy for us.
Yeah.
Barker Creek and Luna.
Yeah, it was a bit sort of trails and stuff, wasn't
yeah.
it?
But you managed guys. To
go cross country at the end. He was happy with his time though, because he PR'd by 4 minutes.
Right, what time did you do in the end?
1:55. I mean, 2 hours, 1 minute 55. So 2 minutes over.
Yeah, that's got to be his goal, isn't it? The magical 2 hour barrier.
Yeah. But it also depends on how I'm feeling, and I was feeling pretty good that day. But he choked a bit at one of the aid stations. He inhaled the water and gagged on it, and the volunteer was holding a cup for him, and he couldn't see it. I said, put it in his hand.
Yeah. Anyway. Hi, Lane.
Chris has gone in the bathroom.
And you're wearing some running shorts today. Sean. Glad you brought a friend out that'll actually dress you. That is so good. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Hey, Sean.
It's good to see you. There's some opportunity.
I've seen about 200 people I know today.
It's a popular location, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, I've been there following this run clinic with the gals here. They're showing me how to do it.
I can run Goldstream Park and not see another runner.
Yeah, exactly.
Teaching me how to run fast on the road, because I thought I might have forgotten. Yeah.
Well, you and I probably always run the same direction.
Yeah, nice to see you again. Did you PR on Saturday, on Sunday?
No, it was my first run back in 9 months, but it was a good solid run for me.
What time?
1:31.
Whoa, blazing. Anyway, I'll see you later.
All right.
Pretty crispy looking girl here today.
Get in a jog for
cool
a
down.
Few minutes to get the time.
What, you wanted 2 hours?
Well, I'm not the golden field, but, you know, It won't hurt me to slow cool down with that last fast bit.
And we should try. We should try, and maybe next time we'll choose the route, and we could do more trails.
Yeah.
Because the distance I didn't mind, and the pace. Once I realised it was going to be a dash, then I just accepted it and thought, well.
I'll try it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven. We finished at the same time. Look at that small world, eh?
Not my day.
Did you run roads today?
No.
You just did trail. I think we did about 19K.
Now.
We did a road
You're
run
going
today.
That way?
We did Gowland Road and...
I didn't see you, so...
Barton and Brookley and came in to the back onto the trails at the north end.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for Lisa. Here she comes, so I can find out how
far
we
really?
Run.
Lisa!
Please, sir!
How far was that?
We're not finished.
Oh, well, how far are you going?
22.
All right, well, I'll come with you then.
We're at 17.25.
All right, so you're going to do an out and back?
Yeah.
Come on, Pat, we're going. Okay, well, we're all planning to do a little more.
There you go.
I said I was going to wait for you guys.
Oh,
yeah? All right. Is that your group there? But you're not really the run leader.
I am usually.
Did you give them the day off today?
I it's running room.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of go that pace it hurts.
Well, slower than my pace?
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay.
These guys are doing 6:30s.
Well, if you were prepared to slow down a little bit, I would do multiple laps with you.
Yeah.
Maybe not today.
No. But yeah, we should...
But your idea of doing a few laps in the daylight sounds good sense.
How do I get faster for the 50K is what I need to... I need to get to a point where... Thank you for that. Where I can knock off 42 minute laps. Mm. And I'm almost there, like I'm doing 45 laps. Continue.
Well, is that what the time that you're trying to beat works out at per lap?
It works out at 41.
Well, now that is too fast.
That's 3:17.
The 3:17 marathon?
No, 3:17 50K out here.
You know, I think that's my PR. Oh no, 4:17. Slight difference.
Holy shit.
But even so, 4:17, that's the best I've ever done here.
That's
and that was when I was in marathon shape, and that was the year that I ran a 3:09 at Victoria. That was my fastest running year, 97.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to run the marathon, Vancouver Marathon.
Yeah.
50K 6 days later, and the half marathon the next morning like I did this year.
Wow.
Three medals, 7 days.
Well, Stephen, I mean, don't let my naysaying put you off. You go your own way. You will do anyway. And you'll always have a friend.
You're great to have. Yeah.
The trouble was I had to chase after you guys on the first lap because they'd thrown away the turnaround points for the 50 mile and the marathon. So you guys were running further than you needed to. And I had to chase after the faster people and tell them to turn around. And most of them had GPS, so they knew that they should have been turned around by then. So when I yelled, turn around, they all just immediately just switched directions. But it put me out of my pace window. Briefly, I was running at sub-4 to catch you guys.
And you can't come out of your pace window.
Not if you're running 5 hours, or just under five. You want to stay at the race pace from step one.
Yeah.
There's a girl, I don't think you met her at the half marathon, Gemma Hanley. Gemma Hanley won the Goddess Half.
Oh, yeah, the girls' race?
Yeah. She's, she and I are training together right now, and she's a machine.
Okay.
She could go national. I'm gonna get off the trail.
What about the Haney? Have you done it?
Harrison.
Haney for Harrison turned over all the porta potties as a prank. But luckily, they were clean, so they wasn't
I'm going to Kelowna to do the marathon.
Well, say hi to Crocker if you see him.
I will. And I don't know him that well.
No, just say the Jackal says hi.
And then I'm going to do Seattle full at the end of November.
Yeah?
And I might do 100 miles at the end of October.
I saw these guys. They were running all over the place. You guys are running all over the place today. You did 2 laps today? Good man. Training for the half marathon?
Yeah.
Did you do McNeil Bay? You did a cool down? You first back?
The girls team went a little bit further.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, they have their goals to meet. I'm kind of goalless. Yeah, but we had a good run. Thank you very much. Even if the girls don't want to do a run, I think we could still run together. Don't you think?
Yeah.
We could pick something a little more to our liking. Some trails. Do a bit of trailing. That's what they call it. Trail running. You wanted to see my scooter?